Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Titus chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. Is one of two passages in the New Testament that specifically outline the character and competency qualifications of elders or pastors in the church. So what I want to do is I want to read these verses and then lead us to pray specifically for pastors in the church. So hopefully you're part of a local church. I want you to picture the pastors in your church as we read through this text and then we pray specifically for them according to God's word. So Titus chapter 1, verse 5 through 9. This is why I left you in Crete, so that you might put what remained into order and appoint elders in every town as I directed you. If anyone is above reproach, the husband of one wife, and his children are believers and not open to the charge of debauchery or insubordination, for an overseer, as God's steward, must be above reproach. He must not be arrogant, or quick-tempered, or a drunkard, or violent, or greedy for gain, but hospitable, a lover of good, self-controlled, upright, holy, and disciplined. He must hold firm to the trustworthy word as taught, so that he may be able to give instruction in sound doctrine and also to rebuke those who contradict it. So God, we pray for all of these things in pastors. I think about my own life, but pastors in the church where I have the privilege of serving. We each, as we pray, think about pastors that you have put in our lives, and some who are listening right now are pastors. God, we pray that you would help our pastors to be all of these things. We pray that you would help our pastors to be above reproach, to honor you in their marriage and their family. We pray that their families would flourish in Christ. We pray that you would give humility to pastors. God, may pastors not be marked by arrogance. Would you give pastors self-control, oh God? That you would keep pastors from being greedy for anything in this world, for money, for any kind of selfish gain, for pleasures according to the world, for possessions in this world. Keep them from being consumed with the pursuits of this world. Oh God, help our pastors to be hospitable. Help our pastors to reflect your character and love and compassion. Help our pastors to love only that which is good. And oh God, please help our pastors to hold firm to the trustworthy word you have given us. God, please keep our pastors tethered to your word. Help them to speak your word constantly, to give instruction in it, in sound doctrine. Help our pastors to rebuke those who contradict sound doctrine according to your word. We pray that our pastors would only speak your word as authoritative, that you would keep our pastors from speaking their opinions, their thoughts, giving counsel according to their opinions, their thoughts, but according to your word, may they lead and shepherd the church, we pray. We pray for your blessings on them. We pray that you would help us to submit to their leadership as they submit to your leadership over the church. Help them to lead us well in the church for the glory of your name. Help them to love and serve us well in the church for the glory of your name. We pray for our pastors in Jesus' name. Amen.